I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, July 14th. Two men are hospitalized after a crash between a pickup truck and a motorcycle in Quincy last night. Police say it happened at Washington and South Streets in Quincy Point just before 10 o'clock last night. The 30-year-old Quincy man driving the motorcycle was rushed to Boston Medical Center with life-threatening injuries. The 34-year-old man from Hingham driving the pickup truck was taken to South Shore Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and the crash remains under investigation. Former Quincy Councilor-at-Large Anne Mahoney has taken out nomination papers to run for her old council seat. On Friday, Mahoney took out papers at the city clerk's office to seek one of the three councilor-at-large seats in this year's city election. At tomorrow at 5 p.m. is the deadline for candidates to return their papers to City Hall. With the signatures of at least 50 registered Quincy voters, if she becomes certified, Mahoney would join a field of seven candidates who've already qualified to run for one of the three at-large council seats. Mahoney served as a councilor at large for 6 years and ran against Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch in 2023. She served 12 years on the school committee prior to joining the council. At-large councilors Scott Campbell and Noel DeBona are seeking re-election. Councilor-at-large Nina Liang is not running again this year. If seven or more candidates are certified to run for councilor-at-large, a preliminary election would be held on September 2nd to narrow that field to six. Well, the Dropkick Murphys played a free concert in Quincy on Saturday and said that they owe the city a debt of gratitude. The band, known for their song Shipping Up to Boston, played the show as part of Quincy's 400th anniversary celebration and for the release of their new album, For the People. The Celtic punk icons performed to a crowd of anywhere from 5,000 to 7,000 people on Hancock Street, just down the road from where the band first began practicing in 1996. The band has only played three times in the city, once for a private memorial, and then a show at the now-closed Beachcomber, and now for Quincy 400. The band was also raising money for their charity, the Clatta Fund, which supports a variety of nonprofits that help people in need. The Boston Red Sox hosted the Dropkick Murphys for a themed night in their honor on Friday. That special event offered fans a promotional bobblehead that plays on Shipping Up to Boston. A portion of the proceeds went to the band's charity. City of Quincy celebrating the 400th anniversary of its first settlement in 1625 with events all year long. Darius Rucker will hold a sold-out concert as part of the events on August 2nd, and John Fogerty will also stop by in his celebration tour on August 3rd, both at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Well, multiple people have died, and several were injured in a fire at an assisted living complex in Fall River. Fire department was called to the Gabriel House Assisted Living Residence on Oliver Street at about 9:30 last night. Fall River Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon said they arrived to find heavy fire in the main entrance of the complex, as well as multiple residents hanging out of their windows waiting to be rescued. Bacon said multiple people died in the fire. More were injured, although specific numbers were not available. Five firefighters were taken to hospitals with minor injuries. Now, the blaze went to five alarms, drawing about 50 firefighters to the scene, including about 30 who were off duty. Several residents were pronounced deceased at the scene. Many more were transported to local and regional hospitals in varying conditions. Gabriel House is an assisted living facility that allows older adults to live independently with help. The state says Gabriel House first opened in 1999 and has 100 units. Fire remains under investigation. A child was rushed to the hospital after a near drowning at a pool in Brockton. Police responded to Sunset Street at about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. First responders arrived at the house where a Brockton officer performed life-saving measures. The child was rushed to a Boston hospital. No information about the child's age or condition right now. The proposal to extend the lease agreement that Quarry Hills Associates has to operate the Granite Links Golf Club in Quincy is now before the state legislature. The city council approved the 50-year lease extension after it was reduced from the initial request for a 99-year lease extension. Quincy State Representative Tacky Chan says there are still some unanswered questions about the proposal. Chan says State Representative Bruce Ayers and Senator John Keenan are taking the lead on presenting the lease extension to the legislature, which has not yet happened. If granted, the extension would carry the lease out to the year 2106. Well, a man is facing drunk driving charges in connection with an early Sunday morning crash in West Bridgewater. Just after midnight yesterday, West Bridgewater police responded to calls of a car that hit a building and then caught fire near 724 West Center Street. When police arrived on scene, they saw a white car on fire. Three male occupants, the driver and two passengers, were standing outside the car when police arrived. According to police, one of the passengers who originally fled the scene and another passenger were taken to nearby hospitals by ambulance for non-life-threatening injuries. The driver also taken to a nearby hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The driver, an 18-year-old Milford man, was summoned to a Brockton court and is facing drunk driving and other motor vehicle violations. The price of a U.S. postage stamp went up yesterday. Senior U.S. Postal Service Representative Marty Johnson confirmed the price increase for first-class forever stamps went from 73 to 78 cents. In addition to the 7.4% price increase on stamps, Post Office is also implementing increases in many other items. In an April press release detailing the proposed increases that were later reviewed and approved by the Postal Regulatory Commission, Post Office says the price adjustments were necessary for financial stability. Boston's Convention Center was renamed in honor of the city's longest-serving mayor, Thomas Menino, on Saturday. When the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center opened in 2004, it spurred a rapid reimagination of the city's Seaport District and South Boston, guided by Menino's vision. Menino had the vision to build a new convention center long before the beginning of the Seaport or the Innovation District or before high-rise condos or a new Boston waterfront became a reality. Menino served as mayor from 1993 to 2014. He died in October 2014 at the age of 71 after a battle with advanced cancer. The building was renamed on a significant day, 32 years later to the day that Menino became mayor of Boston, officially on July 12, 1993. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow dropped 279 points. The NASDAQ fell 45, and the S&P lost 20. Shares were mixed in Asia. The dollar's down. The euro fell, and oil at $68 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox continue their winning ways, beating Tampa Bay 4-1 as they now enter the All-Star break until Friday when they're in Chicago against the Cubs Friday afternoon. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, partly sunny, warm and humid, high of 85. For tonight, some patchy fog and a low of 69. Tomorrow, hazy with some afternoon thunderstorms, high of 87. Wednesday, hazy, hot and humid, high of 91. Scattered storms Thursday with a high 90. For the boater, waves 1 to 2 feet, wind out of the south, 5 to 10 knots, high tide 2:53 p.m. Sunrise 5:20, sets at 8:18. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, July 14th.